Chapter 23. Vroom! The demon shifted its weight. The entire chamber vibrated. Ryu lost his balance and fell. The demon's body had moved around a bit. The flesh had slid and churned. There was no easy way to tell the front from the back. Ryu guessed that the demon had stood up. He inched closer, holding his sword. The demon shifted again. It was turning. Now Ryu could make out its four leg stumps. A large bulbous growth on its opposite side must have been its head. They weren't face to face yet, but fighting fair was the last thing on Ryu's mind. He charged. The dragon sword sank into the demon's hide. A slow hiss sounded, releasing a hideous gas. Ryu pulled out the sword and stepped back. The demon kept turning. It was as if the stab were a mosquito bite. Now, the demon was approaching. Its legs shuffled along the ground, wobbly under its immense weight. Its head lulled from side to side, extending from a thick neck. In the center of its face, a black hole opened up. It had to be a mouth, Ryu realized. It widened to twice its size, looming closer and closer. Ryu slashed with the dragon sword. It passed through the neck. The demon's head then lopped clean off its body. It fell to the ground with a repulsive splat. Ryu gasped in horror. Where the head had been, a gaping hole remained. A hole much larger than its mouth. Much more frightening. But Ryu felt nothing but relief. Somehow, he had succeeded where Shinobi had failed. The demon was dead. Resting his sword on the ground, he waited for it to fall. It staggered forward. Ryu figured it was like a chicken with its head cut off, running a few extra steps on nervous energy alone. But a chicken didn't breathe fire from a hole in its neck, and it didn't keep charging forward as if it could see. Ryu ran around to the other side of the chamber. The demon followed. It was still alive, and it was angry.